Central New York pediatricians are requesting assistance from major insurers to provide them with necessary Medicare funding as they address a steep fall in office visits due to COVID-19. Dr. Stephen Blatt is the medical director of Upstate Pediatric and Adolescent Center. He's losing patient visits and says financial losses are not sustainable without financial support.
So children with chronic illnesses who we like to see on a regular basis have not been coming in as much. We've been using telehealth to do some of those visits, but they don't work for everything. So kids with asthma, maybe dermatologic issues, obesity, behavioral issues, they come in much less now than they did before.
As the world awaits a COVID-19 vaccine, the doctors, like Vito Lucido of Child Care Associates, says vaccinations have dropped more than 22% in the U.S. He says older kids need to maintain vaccinations to prevent others from mass public outbreaks in the future.
When I was a resident, I saw illnesses like pneumococcal meningitis, Haemophilus influenza meningitis. On a regular basis, children died from these things. We have vaccines for those now, but they're going to come back.
Lucido adds that it's important for kids from young to old to see their doctors and keep up to date with immunizations and other healthcare needs. While office visits have rebounded in his practice, he questions what practices will still be open when a COVID vaccine arrives. That's why he and other physicians are asking for financial support from insurers. Many have had to furlough employees, and they fear practices being forced to close altogether. For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, waer.org.